We've been hearing the latest employment numbers show things moving in a positive direction, but the economy and jobs market are still weak. That's, of course, a major factor in an election year. Our friend from the business world, Joe Nocera, joins us. He's an op-ed columnist for The New York Times. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
As we heard, of course, the economy added more jobs in February than economists had expected. Is this a trend or true stability?
Well, it's certainly starting to look like a trend. It's been 3 months in a row. And if the country stayed on this pace for the rest of the year, they'd create more than 2 million jobs, which would take us back into really 2005, 2004 territory. Having said that, of course, you don't know if that is going to continue. And as always, there are things to worry about, you know, price of oil and the euro crisis hovers and so on and so forth. So, I think it's a very encouraging sign. The last 3 months have been good. And the question is, can it be sustained?
Of course, political wisdom says President Obama's political fortunes are going to be tied to the economy. Elections are often tied to the economy. How do these numbers and those to come affect that argument and the argument that the president's opponents may make about handling the economy?
Well, it certainly causes the president's opponents to dance a tricky little dance. I mean, you just can't say, well, things are better, but Obama is still at fault, although they'll try. So each guy has taken a separate tactic. You know, Newt Gingrich is really pushing the price of oil issue. You know, oil prices are going up, gas at the pump is going up, therefore, you know, it's Obama's fault. You know, Rick Santorum basically saying everything that's good is happening in the economy is happening despite the president, not because of the president. And Mitt Romney, you know, his basic position, which is essentially, you know, you can't argue with it, 8.3% is still too high. It is too high. The problem for Mitt Romney is that if we continue to have this kind of job growth, it will not be 8.3% by November. It'll be significantly lower.
What as you hear the campaign, what would Mr. Romney do differently?
Well, the main thing, his main point of distinction from the president's policies have to do with taxes. It's a very sort of Republican tax policy that he has set out where, you know, he's going to reduce marginal tax rates. He's going to he's actually going to eliminate capital gains tax for anybody who makes under $200,000. He wants to lower the corporate tax and so on and so forth. So it's a classic Republican argument that lower taxes will lead to higher economic growth. You know, the president wants to, tax millionaires at a higher rate, and he wants to fiddle with the tax code in ways that he believes will promote economic growth, but he is not an across-the-board tax cutter.
Mm-hmm. But as you point out, an 8% unemployment rate, that's high, and that's an element of instability in an election, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. You know, as we get closer to November, we'll have a better feel for where we are in the economy. If things stay at this level, it definitely helps the Republicans. If you really see signs of progress, it's going to make Mr. Obama very, very hard to beat.
Any signs of bipartisan cooperation for sound economic policies over the next few months?
Well, Scott Horsley mentioned this sort of minor jobs bill that passed the House the other day, and it was actually astounding. It passed by, you know, like a 300 to, you know, 30 margin. It really quite astounding. Democrats are very bipartisan. It's a bill that would help small businesses. So, you know, if the Senate passes that, that would be an example of a small bipartisan effort. They're not going to do anything on the big stuff. They need to keep arguing because that's what they do. But on small areas, you know, I thought that was a sign of hope.
New York Times columnist Joe Nocera speaking with us from Long Island. Thanks so much.
Thank you.